Don't you have some dirty jokes to go tell?
It's Sports News Skewered. The Sports Kebab.
I love this process when we know Jarrett has run jokes through the filter to see if they can get approved or shot down. Yeah. And if they get through, I like to pick out in my mind which ones they are. So I'll be listening intently, okay. Jarrett. Make us laugh, funny man.
This will be interesting today. This is the Sports Kebab, and ooh, man, these January mornings, man. I don't know if you feel this. Since we changed time slots here, this January mornings, it's dark still till halfway through our show.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys. When you wake up at 3:30 a.m. in the winter, though, it hits different. It's cold in the house. It's cold outside. It's cold driving to work. It's really hard to stay warm getting ready for the show. But luckily, luckily, I've been taking advice from my good friend Bart Scott and been ready to go here. I'm kidding, of course. For anyone who hasn't heard, NFL analyst Bart Scott suggested that Josh Allen take Viagra before Saturday's game to stay warm and to get the blood flowing. Viagra, huh? You know, I'm starting to figure out why Scott couldn't wait to play football games. You know?
Can't wait!
You have something to look forward to like that, I guess. What is going on right now, guys? I mean, I guess 2 years in is the farting in jars, drinking your own urine, taking Viagra to play football part of the pandemic. I don't remember seeing that in the movie Outbreak, but maybe I fast forwarded that part or something.
Deleted scenes.
And Scott offered this advice after hearing that Josh Allen had a problem with coldness and circulation in his feet. Crazy. I mean, previously, the only person who mixed football, Viagra, and feet was Rex Ryan.
Oh!
This took a lot of people by surprise who had never heard of this strategy. But maybe taking that kind of medication to keep you warm makes sense. I mean, think about it. In the commercials, they imply that it makes you feel like you're sitting in a warm bathtub alone up on a sunny hill. So who knows? Maybe take his advice. I mean, to be fair, there's a reason no one ever called Bart Scott a soft player. Now, he was tough.
Tough, that's the word. Tough.
He's a tough guy is what I'm trying to get up. But the players, they need to do something. Because, boy, is it cold in Buffalo.
How cold is it?
It's so cold, fans are jumping through flaming tables just for the warmth. But, I mean, it's Buffalo. It's where the game is.
Yeah.
Two degrees. It is cold.
How cold is it?
It's so cold that even though Bill Belichick is the one wearing a Top Gun shirt, everyone in the stadium will be an Iceman. That's how cold it is. But Bills-Pats, though, is not the only game this weekend. The Raiders play the Bengals, and this is actually a rematch from earlier in the season. And the first one, since he crushed the Raiders 32-13, and it wasn't even that close. I mean, I haven't seen Bengals maul someone from Las Vegas like that since Roy.
Damn.
Oh, boy.
Oh, too soon?
Roy.
Oh, Roy. Roy.
Now, another big matchup this weekend features the 49ers. I wish it was Siegfried, because Siegfried's a much funnier name to say. Another big matchup features the 49ers versus the Cowboys. No, I'm glad you said that, because I got to remember to do that for a bit later in this. 49ers versus Cowboys, this brings up a lot of memories from the epic 1990s matchups. You mentioned this earlier, Dan, between Aikman and Montana, or Aikman and Young, where it felt like they played for an NFC crown every year. And in honor of that, I don't know if you saw that, the Cowboys will be wearing their retro uniforms. Some players will have retro socks. Jerry Jones is going to wear a retro face. Breaking out his one from the 90s. This will be a big game, though, for Jimmy G, Jimmy Garoppolo. Will he finally show that he's a leader? I think the problem with this guy is he's too good-looking. He is too handsome. The guy is too cute.
How cute is he?
He tries to fire up his team in the huddles, and it has the same impact as Elmo yelling at a rock. Another matchup is the Bucks versus the Eagles.
Versus?
And I think of that city matchup. Philly versus Tampa, right? Philly versus Tampa. Parkas versus Hawaiian shirts. Cheesesteaks versus ceviche. Crack versus meth. I mean, on the one city boos Santa Claus, the other city has a strip club called the North Pole. It's really quite a matchup. The final matchup this weekend is Pittsburgh versus Kansas City, and this could be the final game for Big Ben. Wow. Now, when asked the comment, Chiefs coach Andy Reid said that one of his all-time favorites was Roethlisberger. And I'm sorry. Cheeseburger. Cheeseburger was his all-time favorite. I misread that.
Good job, Jerry.
Now, one team not playing
this weekend. Oh, good. There's more.
There's three more.
Oh,
the
good.
Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers will not be playing this weekend. They have the bye in the NFC. Now, I don't know exactly how Aaron Rodgers will be spending his weekend. But I'm quite sure it will involve annoyingly posting his Wordle scores on social media to show people how smart he is.
The worst.
Let's move to the NBA for the end here, because Devin Booker made news by getting into it with the Toronto Raptors mascot during the game. We talked about this earlier. We played the clips. You saw it on TV. The mascot was waving his arms in an empty arena while Book was trying to shoot free throws, and Devin complained and had him banished. I mean, I haven't seen someone this skeptical about a Raptor since Goldblum.
Babe.
Jurassic Park, babe.
Yes, but finally, though, much has been said about why Devin Booker got into it with this Raptor mascot. And here is my theory.
Okay.
Booker wanted to see what it would be like to talk with a fake ancient attention seeker with smooth, scaly skin.
No.
Since his future mother-in-law may be Kris Jenner.
No!
Oh, wow. That is a bystander.
Well, she's definitely a bystander.
Wow. Nice job, Jared.
Thank you.
Well done. Well, very well done.
And the censors were in a good mood today.
I picked out the two that got through.
I think I can.
Okay. Wait, I tell you the two that didn't get through.
I can't wait to hear them during the commercial break. Jared Carlin gives us the Sports Kebab every Friday. You can follow him on Twitter at Jarrett GC, J-A-R-R-E-T-T-G-C.